In this episode of the AI Show, Mahesh has returned to show us all the cool new features in Bing Custom Search. You can add search capabilities to your website today. Make sure you check out the episode. Welcome to another episode of the AI Show, where we're going to talk to Mahesh, my good friend, about Bing Custom Search. There's been some cool things since Build.
Yep.
But for those that maybe aren't caught up, tell us what Custom Search is and why they should use it.
Yeah, thank you, Sid. It's great to be back here. Just a recap about what Custom Search is all about. Custom Search, it's an easy-to-use, ad-free search product that you can build within a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And it comes with ads-free, and you can set up an instance in just a few minutes. You can also have an option to adjust the parameters any time. You have an option to pin an instance. You can block an instance, things like that.
And it's an awesome product. For those that haven't, we'll put a link to the video from before. Mm-hmm. But at Build, you released a couple of new cool things. Why don't you tell us about those?
Exactly. I'm going to talk about that. At Build, we are launching five key set of features. One is, so far, you have been used to using just the web results. But now you will have an option to use custom image search as well. You can integrate powerful image search capabilities as part of your custom search instance. Second, auto suggestions. Auto suggestions will enable you to type less and to do more. So that is another important feature we are launching. And third, statistics. Think about how you can get powerful data and information about what your users are searching for on your website. So that is what we are launching as part of the custom statistics. Mm-hmm. Then fourth, we are also launching the instance staging. So far, you were not able to test the instance. You are directly making changes and pushing it to production. Mm-hmm. But with instance staging, you will be able to test your configuration and then publish it to production.
That's
so
amazing.
You will get more control. And finally, we also have an instant sharing feature where you will have, one of the questions you asked me last time was, hey, how can I share the instance if I'm going on a vacation? With instant sharing, you will be able to share the instance with your colleagues so they can continue to do administrative tasks on your instance.
Awesome. Well, these are cool five features. Can we dive in and see what they look like?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to show you a great demo of how easy it is to set up a custom search instance with all these new features.
All right, let's do it.
Now, as most of you are aware, you need to go to customsearch.ai in order to use the instance. But for this demo, I'm using a demo instance.
Okay.
And now I already created my custom search instance with the name 2018 build 2018 demo instance. And as a next step, I have also gone ahead and added a list of sites I wanted to surface results for my users.
Cool.
Now, in order to test how this works, I'm going to enter, because I added, I'm really fond of games, so I added xbox.com and then minecraft.net.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to test by giving a sample query, let's say Gear of Wars. As you see, the instance has caught up, and we are giving you back the web results within matter of a few seconds. And if you notice, so far in the past, you have been getting only the web results,
mm-hmm.
but now you also have image results.
That's cool.
So you see, for the keyword Gear of Wars, you see all these great images, just getting it only from the xbox.com or the other site you are adding to your custom search instance. So think about how you can use these type of powerful image capabilities to create an enriching experience for your users. Then the other things we also have enabled is the safe search mode, where you will be able to change the filters here. You also have an option to select the market. You can select which market you want to surface the results from.
Awesome. And this can all be customized via an API as well?
Yeah, exactly. I'm
awesome.
Going to show you the ways you can use the API. Either you can use it as a hosted UI, or you can also take as part of the JSON response,
mm-hmm.
or you can also directly use the HTML endpoint.
Cool.
I'm going to show you all that.
Awesome.
So this is the key feature image. If you want to build an enriching image, a search experience, you can always use this feature. Then the other functionalities is blocking. Blocking is nothing but, let's say, if you don't want your users to see a certain results, you can always use the blocking functionality. For instance, I don't want to show results from this site, so I'm going to block this. It appears here. I have an option to determine at what level I wanted to block a result set, so I'm going to choose the specific site here. And now what happens is when I refresh this keyword, it's not going to surface results from the site. I blocked it here.
Of course.
So think about, let's say if you want to block any forum results, you always have an option to block those results so your users don't see those results.
Yeah, and that's a cool thing because there's certain things that you don't want people to search, your forum of content that maybe you don't control, you might want to block that out of the search.
Exactly. And also you can use the safe search parameter as well. You can determine whether you want to choose a moderate or a strict filters so your users can get results based on the parameters you select.
Awesome.
Then another functionality is pinning. Say for example here, I already pinned this specific site to appear as top of my result set. So what happens is whenever the keyword Gear of Wars is entered, I will always get this specific site which I pinned it in my specific pinned instance here.
Cool.
And let's say if you have a certain product you want to promote during a specific time period, that is where you will use the pinning functionality.
Cool.
Okay. Now, I also talked to you about the auto-suggest.
Which is a new feature.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there is multiple ways you can use auto-suggest. First, in order to use auto-suggest, you need to enable the auto-suggest. And either you use the auto-suggestions provided by the Bing. Bing has powerful auto-suggestion capabilities. Either you use it or you also have a customizing option there. So you can always customize what kind of auto-suggestions you want for your domain.
That's cool.
So
how
for
does
example,
that work?
How does it work? Here is what I have already entered a few words as my auto suggestions. Let's say for example, I love motorsports. So if I enter, for instance, Forza, right? This is the user-defined auto suggestion I'm defining in my instance. And I'm just clicking plus. And what happens here is when I go and start typing in FO, because I have defined this auto suggestion, it instantly it reflects.
And oh, that's cool.
That is what you see here as the user defined. And also Bing provide the auto suggestions as well. As you see here, these are all the auto suggestions populated by Bing.
It's almost like pinning, but for auto suggest.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome.
And let me go back and show you, for instance, if I start typing Gear of Wars, these are all the auto suggestions I defined. And then these are all the suggestions provided by Bing.
Got it.
For your particular domain. That you added to your custom instance. And auto suggestions defined by you as part of the user defined suggestion will always take priority over Bing. So which is nothing but we want you to have more control of your instance. That is why we have organized it this way.
Cool.
Okay. So then the other key thing is the hosted UI, which you are familiar with based on our last talk. With hosted UI, we have three different layouts. We also have a different color theme. You have an option to select web results enable on or off. You also have an option to whether you want to enable an auto suggest or don't want to enable auto suggest. Now, for example, I'm just disabling auto suggest. I don't want auto suggest. And then you can choose how many results per page you want. Also, you can determine, you can choose how many image results per page you want to show to your users. And here, I already gave the page title. You can edit it anytime. For example, here, Xbox Search is the page title I've given. And you also have an advanced configuration where you see the search box you want to enter. You can change the term here if you want, and it will automatically reflect. I'll just say search, for instance. And which is what you will see the changes getting reflected quickly. And then you also have an option to add a logo.
Which is cool.
Yes, you can add, for example, here I have the Xbox logo. I just added, so it appears in my instance. And you need to have a subscription key in order to test your instance. And there are multiple ways before you can see how your instance will look like. Mm-hmm. You need to publish the instance. So that is where we added this new feature called publish. So I'm just going to publish and it's going to ask me, hey, can I publish this hosted UI and auto suggest changes to my endpoint? I'm just hitting publish. And now once I publish, here is where the difference between staging and the production come in play. So I was configuring it as part of my staging environment. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to try it out so I can experience what my users will see. So I'm going to just click on try it out, which takes me to a production tab.
Uh-huh.
Here I have an option to select which endpoint I want to try it out. So I can exactly see whether I want to see the web results or I have an option to choose image, auto suggest, or the hosted UI. Mm-hmm. Let me show you an example, for instance, image. I want to see the image. So for here, I wanted to say Game of Thrones, right? And then I need to enter a subscription key in order for me to show the result set. So I need to go back and fetch a subscription key.
Cool, let's do that.
And I'll come back to you and show you how the result will look like. Let me go and fetch a subscription key here. I'm going to get the subscription key and I'm going to enter it back here.
Perfect.
And I'm making a call, APA call. And here is how you see how we return the JSON response. And it's very quick, as you see. So let's say you have a great presentation layer. All you can do is simply take this JSON response and embed it as part of your presentation layer. That's one way you can consume the image endpoint, or you can also use the hosted UI where you can also use our HTML endpoint directly as well.
Cool.
This is just to show you how it looks. So similarly, you can test any other features. For example, if you want to test the web results, you can always do that. I'm going to make a simple call and you will see the response for web results.
Right.
And you will also notice we have the configuration, custom config ID, which is a unique identifier. That's how Bing will know that this specific instance is for your company. Mm-hmm. So each instance will have its own custom configuration ID. And then you also have an option to look at the summary tab where you will see what all you have added. That is the active list of site you added to your instance. What is the blocked list. You also have an option to see the pinning and how many defined suggestions I did. In this example, I did 4. And then what's the page layout. You will see the end-to-end configuration in one single page.
And is this new? Because I don't remember this. Or?
This is also new.
Yeah.
So this is like an enhanced UI experience we are offering where you can not only have different options to choose, but also you have an end-to-end experience in a single page you can see.
Cool beans.
And then finally.
And this for sure is new, right?
Exactly. So think about how powerful you know, you can drive your business by using these data capabilities we are offering. So with statistics, you will have an option to choose the time frame you want to have the statistical information for your custom instance. You can choose the market. You can also choose the different endpoint, whether you want the result from the web or you want the statistics from the image or other capabilities.
That's cool.
And with statistics, we offer API call volume. We can tell you that how many calls were made against your specific custom search instance. You'll also get the top queries. So imagine if you are running a company where you know we provide you with this rich set of data, it will always help you to get this data and then enhance your business. You can think where you want to focus in terms of enabling a great search experience or how you want to you know, sell your products as well.
Sure.
So then we also provide you geographical distribution where the queries are originating, and then we also provide you a response code along with the safe search distribution based on what you select in your custom search instance.
Got it.
So you can use statistics. It's a very powerful feature in order to advance your business. And we also offer support for you can export it to Excel.
That's cool.
For much deeper analysis.
So the last part that I saw was the was their staging environments. Right. Tell us about that.
So staging is nothing but, for example, you can once you configure your instance, you can have an option to test it within an instance before you publish it to your users. In the past, we were not offering staging, but now we added this feature because a lot of developers were asking for this feature so they can thoroughly test it and then deploy it before they push it to production. So this is a custom search. You have these two new tabs, configuration and production. And finally, I'm going to show you another awesome feature,
cool.
which is the sharing of instance. Let's say I'm working on a custom search instance and I'm on a vacation. I want to share it with you. We were not able to do it in the past. In the past, I need to share my administrative account details. Mm-hmm. And now I can do it just by simply entering your email. All I can do is this is the instance I created. Seth, your email is?
Seth.Juarez, J-U-A-R-E-Z, at Microsoft.com. Now everybody knows.
Yes.
Nice.
Awesome. So I just shared the instance, which means now you will be able to make changes to the instance given if we're working on the same team.
Cool.
So this is another powerful feature we added based on the feedback we have been hearing from the developer community.
Awesome. All right, is there anything else that's new that you haven't showed us yet?
So as you have seen, like, we have a lot of great features, and it all comes with a new look and feel. As you see, we added all these awesome new tabs as part of everything all-in-one experience we have here as part of the new custom search V2 product. And I'm going to switch back to the slide and kind of show you a summary of what I talked about.
Cool.
I'm going to now summarize what this means for you. With the custom search product, Bing custom search product, you can build a powerful search experience for your company. It's an ads-free product. Setting up of custom search is super easy and quick. You can use the powerful Bing AI capabilities to enable revenue and user retention for your company. You will go to customsearch.ai and also, with this V2, we are also launching a flexible tier pricing, where if you just want the web results, custom search web results, you can always purchase the specific tier. And if you want image results, you can do that. If you want web results and statistics, you can always purchase the tier separately. And finally, if you want custom auto suggest, you can always have custom auto suggest tier along with the other tiers.
That's cool. So you can totally bring whatever you want to the table.
Exactly. So
awesome.
We are also offering you custom pricing as a part of the custom search product.
Well, this is amazing. I'm so glad you came for a part two. The features that you've been showing are pretty cool. If you aren't using it, you should probably take a look. There's a free tier where you can go and sort of bump the tire, see how everything's going, right?
Exactly. So we continue to offer the free tier with 1,000 queries where you can test out all these new functionalities. And I want to end this by saying, as a company, we are transforming as a company's culture, and also we are transforming from our product standpoint. So we have been getting good feedback from our developer community, and we are building products that's going to help the developer community. In fact, Custom Search V2 was built based on the feedback what we got from the developers. So please continue using this custom search product and give us feedback so we can improve our future versions.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. You've been learning all about Bing custom search, the new features in version 2. Hopefully you'll use them. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.